Sydney Sawyer, a standout offensive-minded defenseman from Rama First Nation, played a pivotal role in helping Canada claim gold at the U18 World Women's Hockey Championships in Helsinki, Finland on Sunday. In a high-stakes final against the United States, Sawyer notched 2 assists in Canada's thrilling 3-0 victory, cementing her place as one of the tournament's brightest stars. "I was pretty nervous going into the final game," said Sawyer, 17. "I wanted to do well and, of course, we wanted to win." Team Canada's roster also included Midhurst forward Riley Sorokin at forward and Barry Sharks product Amelia Wilkinson in goal. The gold medal game was the culmination of years of hard work for Sawyer, who described it as the biggest game of her career. While she had faced the U.S. team before, this championship clash presented a new level of intensity. "The stakes were so high," she said. "The fans were really loud, and the atmosphere was unlike anything else." With the first goal coming midway through the second period, the tightly contested game kept players and fans on edge. Sawyer, however, said she felt she thrived under the pressure. "It was a close game right to the finish," she said. "When I was on the bench, I kept looking at the clock just hoping they wouldn't score. When we got the third and final goal, it finally took the pressure off." Sawyer's journey to the gold medal was made even sweeter by the fact that she was cut from last year's team. "It feels like this was 2 years in the making," she said. "It was all worth it." Sawyer displayed composure and skill throughout the tournament, earning the respect of her teammates and coaches. "When they put the gold medal around my neck, it was a dream come true," she said. "It felt like all the hard work was paying off." Sawyer's success is a source of pride for her community in Rama First Nation. Chief Ted Williams, who coached her as a youth in the Little Native Hockey League, praised her achievements and leadership. "She's a very intelligent, hockey-smart, beautiful young woman," said Williams. "When I was coaching her, I knew she was destined for greatness." Williams described Sawyer as a role model for other young First Nations athletes, highlighting her skill, determination, and humble demeanor. "She's one of the premier First Nations hockey players in the nation," he said. "We're all very proud of Sid." Now back home, Sawyer is eager to share her success with her friends, family, and the Rama community. She plans to visit Chief Williams and other community members with her medal, a symbol of her journey from the Little Native Hockey League to the world stage. "It's a huge honor, and I'm really proud to represent Rama," she said. "The community is a big part of my journey." Sawyer will now resume her season with the Etobicoke Junior Dolphins and is preparing for her next chapter of playing Division I hockey at Colgate University this fall. For Sawyer, the future looks bright. With her skill and determination, many, including Williams, see Olympic gold in her future. "In 2030, she has what it takes to be on the Olympic team," said Williams. "She has the skills, and I know she'll continue to develop." For now, Sawyer is focused on celebrating this victory and cherishing the memories she made in Finland. "It was the experience of a lifetime," she said. "I'll always remember this."